Good morning. Our question today is, when do the halachas of avelus over the korban end? We saw yesterday that when it comes to starting the avelus, the Sfaradim are noheg like the Ikar Hadin as brought by the Mishnah and the Gemara and Tainis, that the minhagim of avelut are limited to Shavua Shachalbo. So we focused on doing of laundry and taking haircuts and shaving, and we paskined in Shulchan Aruch, that is how the psak is for the Sfaradim, that the avelus is noheg only Shavua Shechalbo, whereas when it comes to the Ashkenazim, the Ramah brought that we are more machmir for certain things. We're machmir for the 9 days, for example, doing laundry, and some things were even machmir for the entire 3 weeks, like taking of haircuts and shaving. So what about when it comes to the end of the avelus? So here, the Shulchan Aruch paskins the achar atainis mutar lesaper ulechabes miyad. After the tainis, after the ninth of Av, the tainis ends, the fast ends, it's permitted immediately to stop being involved in the avelus. And here he says specifically, you can get haircuts, you can shave, you can do your laundry. Now, despite that, there's a known Gemara and tainis chavtet amud aleph discussing the destruction of the Bais Rishon, the first Beis HaMikdash. It says, as follows: historically, on the 7th is when the non-Jews went into the Beis HaMikdash, the Babylonians, and there they were eating and partying in the Beis HaMikdash and desecrating the Beis HaMikdash, and that lasted on the 7th. And the 8th and the 9th, and only close to the end of the 9th, did they start burning down the Beis HaMikdash. So it was only at the end of the 9th that the Sreifa, the actual Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, happened, and that continued burning, increasing through the entire 10th of Av. And in fact, the Gemara recounts that Rabbi Yochanan says, had I been in the generation that Chazal instituted the fast over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, I would have instituted it not on the 9th of Av, but the 10th of Av, because the majority of the Heichal was burnt on the 10th, not the 9th. And despite that, the Gemara says, but Rabbanan, they established the fast based on the beginning of the destruction, and the beginning of the Sreifa, the beginning of the burning of the Beis HaMikdash, was on the 9th, albeit towards the end of the 9th, but nonetheless, Chazal decided we're instituting it based on the beginning of that burning and not when the majority of the burning happened. So based on this, we do see that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash continued and was even primarily on the 10th of Av. And accordingly, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Mipnei Kach, because of this, despite the fact that Tisha B'Av is over, Minhag Kasher Shalolech Al Basar V'Shalol Lishtas Yain, it's the proper minhag to not eat meat, to not drink wine on the 10th at night, in other words, the night after the fast, and the entire day of the 10th. So we see here that the Shulchan Aruch is in fact machmir. It's only not only about wine and meat, but also the other minhagim of avelus. The Shulchan Aruch and the minhag of Sfaradim is to continue that through the entire day of the 10th. And when it comes to Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, v'yesh machmirin ad chatzos hayom v'lo yoser. There are those that are machmir only up until chatzos of the day of the 10th, midpoint of the day between sunrise and sunset, or between alos ha-shachar and tesa kochavim. There are two different ways to compute what it means, chatzos hayom, but it comes out, chatzos comes out to the same point in the middle of the day, that we are machmir as Ashkenazim to keep the minhagim of avelus up until then, but not the entire day of the 10th. So it's interesting then that it comes out that whereas Sfaradim are lenient, their Ikar Adin, when it comes to the start of the avelus, it's localized to Shavua Shachalbo, and Ashkenazim are machmir, starting it either during the 9 days or certain things at the entire 3 weeks. On the back end in the avelus, we have it the reverse, that the Ashkenazim are mekel, ending at chatzos of the 10th, and Sfaradim are machmir, keeping the entire 10th of Av. Have a wonderful day.